Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Okay, welcome to the show. It is Greeny here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Hembo. Evan Cohen in for Greeny today. Big day for us.
Big day for us. In a lot of ways.
Many ways, as a matter of fact.
So many ways.
Do you know the ways?
Many. They are many and varied.
Cam, Bubba, we need to tell you guys something, and the world.
Yeah, what's up?
Cam is eminently interested in this.
We're consummating the friendship today.
Oh, sure, you're hanging out.
We are hanging out. Wow. We got the lunch. Woo.
We're eating lunch.
The big lunch today, which he forgot about.
That is true.
I want to be clear on this. Moments before we came on the air. No, not a good start. Moments before we come on the air, he says, oh, yeah, lunch is today. I said, oh, yeah, lunch is today. I legitimately moved two meetings that I was supposed to have. And a friend of mine is in town. Works here at ESPN, George Sedano. Shout out to him. And I said, I can't meet you. I already have a pre-scheduled lunch. To which Hembo then told me, we could be out by 1 Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
So now our big friendship today, our friendship day, because we have said you are not friends with someone until you have a meal with them. He is now putting an exit time on. We now have a hard out for lunch.
I was putting an exit time on, though, to try and accommodate your incredibly busy schedule.
Oh, shush.
Not because I only have an interest in spending an hour with you, which I do, but because of all the other things you have going on today, apparently. Making so many sacrifices to enjoy this chicken sandwich with me.
But by the way, I never committed to the chicken sandwich. We don't also have a location.
That is true. I'm the kind of person that likes to reserve.
This is just going great.
Almost any time I go out, but I figure, you know, around here, Lower Manhattan, at noon, it's not going to be that busy. Is it going to be busy wherever we wind up?
You've had an interesting week, Hembo, because I will argue that you were not on the air thankful enough to Bubba for the Joey Molinaro segment and bit.
Thankful?
I think there should have been more public thanks. Greeny went over the top, I think properly, in saying this is a great idea by Bubba, and I don't think you did it enough. I want to point that out. And now you're giving up you're making this an exit time for the lunch.
So I'm just constantly belittling my colleagues.
That's right.
And friends.
Not until 1 p.m. Eastern.
As of 1 p.m.
Eastern. At 1 p.m. Eastern, we will officially be friends.
What if we like leave at 12:45?
No friendship.
Okay, so an hour is, because like I'm looking at my Outlook calendar, which for some reason includes our lunch, because like
cause
that's
I
a
sent
thing.
It.
I know, but like why would we need to put
you
that?
You sent an invite for lunch?
Literally.
Yeah.
Hembo X Evco lunch. 12 to 1.
Hembo X Evco.
That's not what friends do.
We're not friends yet, Bubba. We'll be friends after the lunch.
And then you won't send invites.
No, then no invites.
Cam, how often do you get a meeting invite in your work email for an hour lunch? It's super weird.
I don't think I ever have. Although I've never had lunch.
I've
never had lunch with Evan, so maybe I would get one if
I'd
love to have lunch with you.
So you're saying that you did this because you would have forgotten about lunch had you not
scheduled this. No, because I have other things that I have to do, so I have to make sure that I don't conflict with that.
No, you don't have to see it, though. You're supposed to remember.
I remembered. You didn't remember.
No, I remembered because of your invite, which we don't need.
We needed the invite.
We didn't need the invite.
We're not friends.
It's super weird to have a lunch invite. This is not like my...
This is a work lunch.
But you would have forgotten without it.
That's true.
I may have forgotten without it.
So are you still going? Are you going to a second lunch with George Sedano after your first lunch with him?
No, I'm not. He's actually meeting up with Smalls instead.
So are you eating with me or George?
You.
You're eating with me.
Because I said no to him.
And George is eating.
Because I had the invite.
And
why don't the four of you eat lunch together?
Because they're meeting now.
They're doing brunch?
They're doing coffee, I believe.
Coffee. Coffee.
They must not be friends.
By the way.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of quote-unquote coffee,
yeah.
Cam, Bubba, did you guys happen to see what I posted on my Instagram story this morning?
I did.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is an abject disgrace. So what I posted on my Instagram story, at Paul Hembo, the question, what
it's
color?
It's weird to me that your name's Paul. I don't think I know. Does anyone call you Paul?
Just my wife, okay. And only sometimes. What color is this coffee? Mm-hmm. That poll is associated with a photo that I also posted of your coffee this morning.
That's right.
In the poll question, there are three options that you could choose. A very close race right now, by the way. The three colors, blonde, vanilla, and khaki. Okay, so those are the three colors that I would say most closely appear to be the color of your quote-unquote coffee. Mm-hmm. Right now, khaki at 38%, blonde at 35%, vanilla at 26%. Please explain yourself. What is this beverage that you're drinking every morning?
Well, okay, first of all, what do you believe the color of coffee should be when milk, when mixed with some form of milk?
Brown.
Brown?
Brown.
Brown would not be the color.
What would the color be?
Probably closer to a caramel color, maybe.
I think the poll only gave me three options.
And you had to get khaki in. That was important.
Well, I mean, khaki is winning.
Thus, you had to get it in there.
But coffee is normally black.
So, right. So, there's a lot of people that like black coffee. That's right. Great. A lot of people put a little bit of milk in it.
Like me.
You have claimed that you believe I drink a milkshake in the morning.
Yeah, this is a milkshake. It is. Cam, I was watching him pour this. It was like French vanilla creamer, I guess you'd call it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There's way more creamer than coffee.
Yeah, I've realized over the course of time, I like coffee. I love creamer.
Okay, so it's not even warm.
Some coffee with your creamer?
Right, that's what it is.
Guys,
Cam,
this is an embarrassing thing. Cam,
I'm voting for khaki here.
But is this, like, should we
is
even
khaki
consider...
Is khaki the wrong kind of... Can you put it on Twitter as well, by the way? I'm
yeah,
a little
I
bit
just
more
voted for
there.
Khaki. Yeah, I just voted
the problem is you can't post a poll on Twitter with an image.
But you could just write, what color is this coffee?
But I can't do that as a poll question.
Okay,
it would just
right.
be
my
comments
apologies.
Only. I tried that first. Mm-hmm. But either way, Bubba, you said you voted for khaki?
Yeah, I want khaki.
Can we even actually consider this coffee? Like, does coffee have to be at least 50% of the consistency to count it as
50%.
No, it's not.
I'm a 50-50 guy.
Okay.
That is a crazy ratio.
But Cam, that's what I'm a 50-50. I'm 50% coffee, 50% the milk that I put
you
in.
You fill your coffee up halfway up the cup and put the rest
that's
of it
not
as
coffee.
Milk?
I'm a 50-50.
Cam, so, wow. Like, you know how usually, like, if you're doing, like, the half and half or the creamer with your coffee, you put it in, like, a... You put it in like a spoon to like regulate the amount, right?
Yeah.
Evan pours it straight from the half gallon. It's poured straight. It's like a
he's
fat.
He's just eyeballing it.
A fat open. And it's a waterfall coming
What's
out.
What's the proper percentage?
The proper percentage is not anything close to what you have.
80-20, 70-30.
Not khaki or blonde or vanilla or caramel.
I'm vanilla,
this
baby.
This is almost the color of milk.
I've seen darker shades of milk. This is unbelievable. You should be humiliated. That you drink this every morning.
I feel like I'm being humiliated.
By the way, do you only drink one cup of this or do you drink multiple cups of this? You drink three cups of this?
His bones are very strong.
This is my gastrointestinal Waterloo right here. If I drank three...
What did he just... I'm assuming we're not on TV today because Rob keeps walking in front of the camera. Rob, our social and digital guy?
No.
Nobody tells me this stuff. So I'm looking at it. I'm concentrating on you, but I also want to look at Rob and say, can you not walk in our shots?
There's also no one working the cameras. You assume that
I never realized that.
We're the only three people in this whole room.
Where are the cameras?
Wow.
Well, the cameras are here, but no one's behind them.
It was a line from Seinfeld. Never mind.
Good reference.
I know which one. The where he puts the fake talk. Kramer puts a fake talk show.
The Merv Griffin
the Merv
show.
It
possibly
is
my favorite episode.
Oh, is that a great episode?
Nothing's worse than the Seinfeld people.
It's just the best episode.
Nothing's worse than
the
Seinfeld people.
Oh, and by the way,
people.
I'm all in. Now that we're just catching
guys.
Up on everything, I'm all in. All in on Bubba going to the Larry David show by himself during
the
NCAA tournament.
It was the right decision.
You would.
Absolutely right.
Bubba,
absolutely
Bubba
right.
Defend your honor. I think that the fact that you did that is an absolute joke. Even the day afterwards, you admitted
He's
that it sucked.
He's not on the air. It's not you and Greeny. Like, it's important that he knows the storylines for games. He knows the proper guests and the sound. Okay? I guarantee he knows that, even if he misses a game, and it's Larry David. If you guys miss the game, that's different. You're the ones talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at him as the same kind of responsibility, equal level of responsibility, but different types of responsibility.
What are you talking about, Bubba?
He missed the game because he went to Larry David.
Bubba, in addition to being an ESPN radio personality, is also management. But he is also an ESPN radio personality.
Yeah,
you just
something
learned
you
that
just
yesterday.
Found out.
I learned that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, or very recently I learned that. Bubba, defend your honor. In hindsight, you did the wrong thing.
No, it was still the right thing. I saw all the highlights. I saw the plays. I saw the analysis. I saw the breakdown. And if I didn't go, I would have missed a once in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be in the same room with Larry David, the greatest or one of the greatest sitcom creators of all time.
You said it sucked.
I didn't say it sucked. It wasn't as great as I hoped, but it was still, I didn't know that at the time.
LSU and, Iowa was awesome.
And it was still enjoyable. I wish it was better. The setup wasn't great.
What a sell.
All right. All right. Back to the matter at hand here. What is the proper percentage of coffee to milk ratio when having a coffee?
Okay. So.
Wait, I haven't heard Bubba. You've said 80-20. You and Cam have said 80-20.
That's fair.
In favor of coffee.
But Bubba's a producer of this show.
Well, I don't even drink any coffee, but even I know that it's not supposed to be 50-50.
Jackie.
So I would lean towards it's got to be brown.
Bubba, you drink no coffee?
Correct.
What do you do to light your rocket in the morning?
Just get up
I'm sorry,
and go.
What did you just say? Why did you say light your rocket?
What do you do to light your rocket? It's a common expression to say.
That is not a common expression.
Yes, it
Nobody has heard that expression. Nobody's heard that expression ever. I'm looking at Brandon. Brandon looks like you're on crack.
No one has ever said to you, that really lights my rocket?
Never.
Really?
Never heard it.
Never heard of it.
That's a common expression in my world.
What world is that?
It means it means something excites you. Something energizes you. Something stimulates you. I asked
Bubba. Like watching Jackson Holiday.
Oh, he really lights my rocket. An even strikeout to walk ratio as a 19 and 20-year-old in the minor leagues is a rocket lighting stat line.
He lights your rocket. You're claiming that is a common phrase.
Yes. In Bubba's case, I'm surprised that Bubba is able to have the energy that he does throughout the morning, despite not drinking coffee.
What kind of energy does Bubba have?
I mean, he probably should drink coffee.
I worked on Mike and Mike for 7 years, never had coffee once.
So do you consume soda or tea or any kind?
I drink soda, but I don't like drinking in the morning.
So have you drank soda yet this morning?
No, I haven't had it. I just had a little, some water. That's it.
Okay, so all you've drank so far is water. Do you think you could raise your...
Have you eaten anything?
Yeah, have you eaten food?
No.
So I think we really need to raise your affect.
We need to light your rocket a little bit.
We need to light that rocket, Bubba.
Nah, I think my rocket's fine.
Bubba is made uncomfortable by this analysis, but not by this figure
of
speech.
Let me explain something. What's happening here, Hambo? Because you don't understand this.
I don't. No.
Everyone's thinking about it in a different way than you're thinking about it. That's the problem with this analogy.
Oh, your gutterous mind? Your gutteral mind?
I'm saying everyone else is hesitant to go to the place you're going to because they're uncomfortable with the terminology you're using.
Cam, do you agree with Evan that there are connotative elements to the phrase, light my rocket?
It crossed my mind.
Interesting.
And we're not interested in going there.
I'm not either, but I also wasn't thinking about it that way.
Yeah, okay.
Earlier this week, Cam was made uncomfortable by Greeny saying, I should be very doable, but no one's ever done me. And I didn't understand that until Greeny explained to me in a break why someone would think that's funny, because I don't think that way. I don't talk that way.
Well, again, Joey Molinaro, when he was on with you,
hilarious.
Was amazing, right?
Amazing.
And you guys come out of that interview, and you're talking about magic. And somehow, Greeny's telling a story about magic, and you say, I don't do magic. And Greeny then proceeds to tell you, I'm not interested if you're a magician. I'm interested in if you enjoy consuming magic. To you, which you at that point, you thought that somehow Greeny was a magician.
Yeah. I live in a different world than all of you. Like, at no point did I think saying, light my rocket, would have the kind of reaction that it just elicited.
Well, you don't notice that no one is reacting to that?
Not really. I'm not a good social cues guy.
Yeah.
I don't really read the room well.
Right.
If you've not noticed.
I'm going to start saying that.
Light my rocket?
I kind of like it as a
Okay, so Cam, Bubba, Greeny, the next time Greeny is in with us, I'm going to use the expression, light my rocket, about something.
You can't say it that way. The next time Greeny's in with you, it's his show. The next time you're in with him.
Okay, the next time he's here. The next time Greeny is there and I'm here, I'm going to say light my rocket, and we'll see if he stops us down.
Guaranteed.
1,000%.
Pull the tape right now. Cut this tape up right now. I'm going to use the phrase light my rocket at some point next week or sometime just in conversation about something. All right? About something. And we're going to see if Greeny stops me or if he keeps going.
Oh, I will bet you a dollar.
A dollar.
ESPN bet. That Greeny will
bet
say,
him a lunch.
ESPN bet.
It's
not Venmo.
Well, whatever. If you're gonna bet, go to ESPN bet. Obviously, bet safely. But yeah, bet a lunch. No invite.
Okay, better lunch, no invite.
There's also one other thing, and we are Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today, along with Hembo, Evan Cohen, in for Greeny today. So we need people's reaction at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The proper coffee-to-milk ratio. I guess I'm a 50-50 guy. They're all saying 80-20 and maybe 70-30 at the least amount, all right, in terms of that. Guys, I'm a little bit nervous about the lunch because he is very judgmental.
No. Me?
He is so judgmental.
I'm opinionated, but not judgmental.
Like, I feel like if I went to lunch with the two of you, none of us would look at what the other ones were eating and we'd order whatever we want, right? Would we all agree on that?
I would probably check out what you're eating, but I wouldn't
All right. Bubba, you and I are going
judgmental
to lunch.
Comment on it.
We're going to lunch at the Pearl Jam concert. Let's do it. Okay. But he is already speculating about my order and shaming me.
Yeah, I am.
That's not right.
It's not right or wrong. It just is.
I'm not pleased with that. All right, coming up, what are the NBA Finals going to be? We will find out. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio on the ESPN app.
Oh, he really lights my rocket.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
It is Greeny here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Hembo. Evan Cohen in for Greeny today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done, Grainger's offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to bring your safety partner can help you help your facilities and keep your facilities safe and people safer. Call, click Grainger.com today, or just stop by.
Coffee's for closers only.
We have been randomly talking about coffee because Hembo has been shaming me for my coffee balance of 50-50, and we have asked you at 888-SAY-ESPN the proper percentage balance of coffee to milk ratio, which we're going to get you a couple of calls in on that coming up here. Plus, I have put out there, and I'm curious to know Hembo's take, what I think it's going to be, what it should be, what I want it to be, and what I think it's going to be in terms of the NBA Finals. Three different categories. All the answers could be the same for people, but we'll break them down that way after the Nuggets' great win last night over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Harlan in Hawaii joins us here on Greeny on ESPN Radio. What's up, Harlan?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Harlan?
Not too much. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the coffee ratio, 90-10. Got to enjoy the good aroma of the coffee, the good taste of the coffee.
So 90% coffee, 10% milk.
Correct. Also, just so I was telling him when I was driving down the freeway and I heard him say, what do you use to light your rocket? I almost pulled off the freeway.
And why is that?
I did not.
Don't ask a
follow-up. Oh, my mind went to so many other places, and I'm an old man, and I still went. I still went different places.
Interesting.
So yeah, that's not a normal saying around here.
Thank you, Harlan.
Have a great day.
All right, or around anywhere. Nobody has ever heard that
it's,
saying.
It's
before.
Just not common in Hawaii.
Hasn't reached Hawaii yet.
Yeah, it's not common on the mainland either.
Just in the continental, the 48 continental states.
Ronnie in Oklahoma, light our rocket, Ronnie.
Okay. Shout out, Evan. Good morning.
Morning.
Tambo, fellas.
What's up?
90-10, our friend from Hawaii's got it right. I used a little bit of cream in my first cup of coffee. After that, I'm just maybe a spoonful of sugar. So definitely 90-10. There's no shame in drinking what you are, but there's shame in calling it coffee.
Interesting. So what would you call it instead? I call it a milkshake.
The milkshake was, I hadn't heard that. That's how my wife makes hers and my 14-year-old daughter. I'm going to start calling it a milkshake.
By the way, I should also.
As far as the light your rocket.
Oh, yeah,
man,
go ahead.
That's,
yes, please.
Oklahoma is the heartland of America, we call it, and never heard it.
I don't know that we're going to find one person who's ever heard the saying.
I didn't make it up.
I mean, is that like just strictly from like your Division II Christian baseball league?
It could be.
And no one else has heard it?
Maybe so. It could be. I mean, I live on a different planet as we've established, but I definitely didn't make it up. So I picked it up from somewhere.
I agree with that.
By the way, I should also point out that when so we're here, you and I are usually the first two here in the morning. You're here before me. And so I'll
much before you. Yeah.
Cool. I'll go get hair, makeup, everything like that. And when I'm making my way back over to get coffee and I want to talk to him, I literally will text him, I'm at the milkshake machine. Because now I'm just leaning into
this. By the
way,
do you include sugar?
No, no sugar.
Okay, so it's just the fluids.
just
the 50-50 ratio. It's just the fluids.
You can't just say milk and coffee. You got to go fluids.
Well, that's the best way to combine them into one word.
Eddie in Louisiana joins us here on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, look, I'm on Evan's side on this.
Yes.
I'm from Louisiana, and if you've been here, you've been to Cafe Du Monde, and you've gotten Cafe Olé, which is half coffee, half milk.
Yeah, I'm a Louisiana
it
guy.
Has a name.
That's what I am. I'm a Louisiana guy. That's you should know that about me. Big Louisiana guy.
I have been to Cafe Du Monde, but I've not had that beverage there.
How about the guy from Louisiana says it normally, and he's got to insert the French accent with that. Like you felt a need to Du Monde. Like, that's, you're not French.
What, should I just pronounce it incorrectly on purpose to try and be cool?
I mean, you pronounced meme the other day, so.
Well, that's a, again, okay. A word for which there are two different pronunciations.
No.
Pronunciations?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said when he said it the first time.
Pronunciations. I think I often confuse pronounce with pronoun in terms of the spelling.
Oh, but yes,
I don't think that's worth correcting.
So you had to make sure to get a French cafe in Louisiana right, but you can't pronounce meme or pronunciation.
By the way, Cam, you're one to talk. Yesterday when we were going around the table asking like,
great
okay,
line, Cam.
Okay, master's dinner, what are you picking? Cam says he's including escargot that he got in Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah, it was good. At a French restaurant named Christine's.
That's not normal.
No, Pambo Croissants. How would you say a French restaurant name? Name Christine's.
Café Du Monde?
No, Christine's. You can't even do it.
Christine's not a French name.
Oh, sorry, Cam. All right, anyway. So
Don Le Bleu.
On Twitter, at Evco Radio, the NBA Finals were 1 week away from, obviously, the playoffs beginning. The regular season ends this weekend. We saw a huge win by the Denver Nuggets last night over the Minnesota Timberwolves. They are likely going to be the one seed at this point in the Western Conference, and they are the favorite to win the Western Conference, obviously. And I put it out there, NBA Finals, what it should be, what I want it to be, and what I am picking. What it should be. Can we agree that there's a clear-cut answer to this that unified across the sports landscape, we should all actually be agreeing on right now that it should be the Celtics and the Nuggets? Like, if you think it should be something else, you really have to have reasoning behind that. Boston is annihilating the rest of the Eastern Conference, and the Nuggets have proven to be the best team in the West. They're the reigning champs, and Jokic may win the MVP and no injuries of significance in their starting lineup or their rotational players. Are you in agreement with that part of this, Hembo, that after last night, what it should be, Denver and Boston?
I do. Best player and an all-time great team. The two of those colliding in the NBA Finals, I think, would be magic. It would be an outstanding magic.
That's what it should be. What do you want it to be? And for me, I did incorporate my fandom, obviously, because that's the want part, right? My fandom is I love the Miami Heat, and I love watching Steph Curry and the Warriors play. I also think that over the last decade plus of the NBA, these are actually, or last 15 years of the NBA, 20 years, whatever, these are actually the two best teams that have won the most in terms of playoff success and getting there. So I look at Golden State Miami as what I want it to be, with the understanding there is less than 0% chance that it will be that. What do you want it to be?
I want it to be Sixers Nuggets. I'm a Philly fan, as you well know, and the opportunity to see Joel Embiid against Jokic, I think the two defining big men at minimum of their generation, would be awesome with all the hardware that obviously comes with it. There was so much bad blood, so much animosity too between the fan bases because of that personal rivalry. I don't think the players feel that way. But I think the teams...
They would if they had a seven-game series.
Maybe so. The fans definitely feel that
way. But it's so easy to project them feeling that way if they were within a seven-game series, because all of the conversation about Embiid versus Jokic, all of the conversation about the speedy Kentucky guards in Maxey versus Murray, right? And then there are so many big, strong wings that are perfect for today's game. Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, obviously Tobias Harris, Robert Covington, if he's healthy in the mix there, Nicholas Batum. Like, there's a lot of similar guys that maybe you could look at and say, all right, they would have a phenomenal seven-game series.
Cam, you're a Philly guy. Would you choose Philly, Denver for this answer?
Sixers, Clippers. Give me the James Harden series.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Huh.
What I'm picking, Sixers, Clippers. When the Clippers got hot like a month or so ago, I went on the air and on Sportsman like 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern here on ESPN Radio, and I said, that's it. I think the Clippers are winning the championship. I'm convinced.
I remember that.
That was not a smart move by me. The problem is now I'm going to stick by that because Denver got a lot better since then and the Clippers got a lot worse since then. But as Zach Lowe has said on the Low Post Pod, on wherever you find your podcast, great ESPN NBA reporter, the Clippers are the only team that when they've peaked this season looked like in the Western Conference they could maybe beat Denver. The problem is...
Oh, I don't agree with that.
At the time that they peaked.
I see.
Not currently. That's the point. He said at that there was a moment. I don't even think he said moments plural. I think he said there was a moment that it looked that way, but that moment has passed. And so I picked the Clippers, and I am all in on Philadelphia right now going to the NBA Finals. I am so impressed by the way they played. I was at the game a week ago today in Miami against the Heat. They were so unbelievably impressive in a pressure-packed playoff preview kind of thing, positioning. And while Embiid is obviously not in 100% shape right now because coming off of an injury, and we have seen him get hurt a lot in the postseason, and frankly not be as good as he should be and could be in the postseason, I'm not sure it's going to matter as much because I think the second best player he has now with him is better than the second best player he's ever had with him outside of Jimmy Butler in Tyrese Maxey.
He's better and he's better suited. I got a couple numbers for you. So,
oh, I'm shocked by that.
This season when the Sixers this season when Joel Embiid plays, the Sixers are 30-8 and have outscored their opponents by 10.5 points a game in those games. Shorthand, when Joel Embiid plays, the Sixers are the second best team in the NBA behind the Boston Celtics. This is a phenomenal team when he and Maxey share the floor. They outscore their opponent by more than 12 points per 100 possessions. And lastly, you made a great point in saying that Joel Embiid has been historically banged up in the playoffs. We've not actually seen peak Joel Embiid peak in the playoffs at any point. He's missed 8 games in his playoff career and missed games in 5 of the 11 playoff series in which he has played. I've said this many times. Cam disagrees, but I think that Joel Embiid's injury might well wind up being a blessing in disguise because you basically saved himself 1,000 potential wear and tear minutes. If he's actually closer to 100% now because of it, I would not at all be surprised.
So basically what you're saying, I'll make a baseball example for you on this because you'll love that. Roger Clemens got to a point where he strategically sat out the first half of the season, started his ramp up around the All-Star break or right before that, and basically just looked at the baseball season differently than the actual 162-game schedule over a calendar year, and looked at it and said, I will start at this point, which means I need to prep at this point, which means this is the max amount of innings I can pitch. Thus, when I'm normally hot in the middle of the season, that'll be the postseason.
I think it's a good comparison because...
One was intentional and one was not, obviously.
Of course, but I think your point is a good one.
And that's different than load management.
Very.
That's just like he's not starting the season until later.
Mm-hmm. Joel Embiid has played about 1,000 fewer minutes right now than he generally does entering the playoffs. And Joel Embiid's numbers in the playoffs have dipped a lot. Last year, Joel Embiid averaged nearly 35 points a game in the regular season on like 55% shooting. And last year in the playoffs, we saw the scoring average go down like 10 points and the shooting percentage go down like 10 percentage points. That is a monster piece of regression for a player that you need a lot from. His Game 7 performance against Boston was an all-time no-show for an MVP. We've not seen an MVP score that few points. He scored 15 points in that game in a Game 7 loss since Wilt Chamberlain had more than 50 years ago.
I don't think that'll ever happen again.
Tell me why.
I think there's a difference in mentality when you're working with Maxey versus working with Harden.
Tell me more.
I think that there is a perception when you're working with Harden, if you're him, that we're equals. I think there's a perception with Maxey as, this is my team, and I'm going to help you get better than me. Totally different mindset.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. When I watched the Sixers play in the playoffs last year, and look, Harden was brilliant for a couple games, I saw a lot of, you go, I go.
Right. And the only way you're going to argue against that this year is the speed of the game when Maxey's on the floor and can Embiid actually play at that level of pace.
I mean, they outscore their opponent, again, by 12 points per 100 possessions when they share the floor. When they're on the floor together, it's a lot of, we go. It's a lot of we go. Show me what you got.
So I think that when you look at this, that this whole scenario here, we're looking at them and saying that maybe possibly they are the second most likely team in the Eastern Conference
to get to the finals.
I think you have to say that. No?
Even coming out of the play-in, right? As a 7 seed, potentially having to.
Okay, so let's play it out this way. Let's say they beat Miami in a 7-8 play-in. Okay? Oh, you're giving me a face.
I mean, Miami terrifies me.
I'm a Heat fan.
Terrifies me.
I'm not thrilled with what they've done this year, needless to say. They're in the 8th seed. Their roster is better this year than it was last year.
What's the very latest on Tyler Hero?
What do you mean? He's played the last 2 games.
But he looks good. He's ramped back up. He's all ready for the playoffs.
Well, as ready for the playoffs as he can be, considering last year he basically didn't play in the playoffs because he got hurt in the series against Milwaukee.
Yeah, but that's not
Milwaukee.
A strategy. I mean, in order for the Miami Heat to advance deep into the playoffs here this year, I think he needs to be pretty close to 100%. Is that a fair characterization? I know he's quote unquote healthy, but I need him to be Tyler Hero if they're going to have a chance to go far. That's all I'm saying.
Very tricky answer to that question.
Offense is hard to come by for them sometimes.
Yes, very tricky answer. It's too basically, he's been better for them off the bench than he is starting. And if he's 100% healthy and Duncan Robinson is not, he's going to start.
Kind of a rocket lighter off the bench.
Oh, boy. And so when you look at, back to the Philadelphia part. When you look at Philadelphia, and you let's just play it out. They beat Miami in the 7-8 matchup. Let's play out that Giannis is not 100%, which is obviously the case considering they've already ruled him out for the final 3 games of the season. And you're going to put up Giannis. It may be as, what do we want to say, 70%, 60% max? With that Bucks team that has struggled defensively against the Sixers in the first round, you're not picking the Sixers?
I'm picking the Sixers over the Bucks, even if Giannis is 100% healthy.
That I may not. But anyway, so you have the Sixers
mm-hmm.
in that spot. So they would advance. They would go to the second round as the 2 seed. They would face the 3 seed if the 3 seed were to beat the 6 seed, which is a combination of the Knicks, Cavs, Magic, Pacers.
Sixers are the best team in that group.
Okay.
You agree?
Yes, obviously. And now, no, I think that's how good I think they are.
I see.
Then they play Boston, assuming they get there. In this scenario, Boston would have played Miami in the first round. Even if I don't think the team that I root for in Miami is as good as they should be, they're going to physically drain Boston in that first round. Imagine if they play the Knicks in the second round. It is so illogical to think that the Celtics would go into the Eastern Conference Finals healthy if you play the Heat and the Knicks in back-to-back rounds because of how physical and hard those two teams
That's
play.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It seems very logical to think that the Philadelphia 76ers will have a legit shot to get to the NBA Finals. Sorry to you and Cam because you feel like I'm jinxing you with all of this. This is Greeny coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase along with Hembo, Evan Cohen, in for Greeny. It is Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Greeny, the podcast.
Along with Hembo, Evan Cohen in for Greeny here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We have major breaking news here. Adam Schefter has just tweeted out, O.J. Simpson, the former football great who was accused of and ultimately acquitted of the brutal 1994 slayings of his ex-wife and her friend, has died. According to his family, he was 76. The family tweeted, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. That was a statement from his family. ABC News has more information about this as well. ABCnews.com for more information. That 76 years old, O.J. Simpson, former football star acquitted of murder, dies at 76 years old. Couple of things here. First of all, so people understand what O.J. Simpson was. Think of the best football player, non-quarterback, whomever that person is that comes to mind. That's what O.J. Simpson was as a football player. When you think of what he was initially after his football career, think of people like Michael Strahan. Think of people like The Rock. Think of people that did one thing, did something else afterwards outside of football, and became a megastar. This is someone that did tons of advertisements on television. This is someone that was in multiple movies, including Naked Gun. He was as big off the field as anyone there was in a post-playing career during this era. He went on to work at NBC. He was working with Bob Costas back in the day on NBC, Marv Albert, tremendous broadcasters. I believe he did Monday Night Football for a little bit as well, if I'm not mistaken. And he was top of the food chain. He was the person that everyone said, how do you transition from playing a sport to talking about the sport and then transitioning out of the sport to become a massive star? That's who he was. That's what he was known for. That is not what he should be known for and will not be remembered for, but that is part of the story. Then in 1994, tragically, Nicole Brown Simpson, his wife, ex-wife, and Ronald Goldman, friend, were killed brutally in Brentwood, California. O.J. Simpson was accused of that murder. O.J. Simpson, during an NBA Finals game, why do I bring that up? Because it's rare, if this has never happened between the Knicks and the Rockets, that he goes with his former teammate Al Cowlings, and police are chasing him in the famous white Bronco all over California because he did not turn himself in. They break into an NBA Finals game where I remember sitting there as a 13-year-old watching this, wondering, is this guy, and I didn't fully understand everything that was going on, is this guy going to be killed because he is running from the law? Is he going to die? Because to me, that was the guy that I saw on TV covering football, Naked Gun, etc. And obviously was acquitted of a crime that it seems years later utterly impossible to think that he was acquitted for that crime. And the world in which O.J. Simpson lived in and the lawyers that he had, obviously Robert Kardashian being one of them, the father of the Kardashian family, names obviously throughout pop culture society today, horrible, horrific murders took place. He was acquitted of those murders. He then was later put in jail for incidents involving sports memorabilia in Las Vegas, and since then had been living, I believe, at times in Florida and all around the country, and dies today at 76 years old. His story was one that stopped the nation. The tragedy with his ex-wife and Ronald Goldman, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, stopped a nation. Way bigger than sports, way bigger than entertainment. There were so many parts of this conversation and this tragedy that went to everyday life. Where were you when, right, watching that chase? Where were you when the verdict was revealed? Bubba and I know both were in middle school when that happened. And I remember watching it on a television that teachers wheeled into the classroom and plugged in on like one of these like three-level wheelie things that you put a TV on to wheel into the classroom. This was about sports, life, tragedy, race. O.J. Simpson dead today at the age of 76, as per his family's statement, and ABC News has it. Hall of Famer, Heisman Trophy winner, absolute megastar on TV, won't be remembered for any of those reasons. The word sympathy is an interesting one. Who you have it for? I don't know that this is going to be a conversation of sympathy today. This is not someone that many people rightfully looked at as somebody that we should empathize with or sympathize. He was acquitted of murder. Nobody really believes he should have been. Dead today at the age of 76. Hembo, you are younger than I am. This is a little bit before your time in terms of the chase and everything like that. I know you're probably knowing you looking at the yards per carry with O.J. Simpson. But do you fully grasp how much of a megastar this man was?
I think so. And the reason that is the case is because I am a student of history in some sense. And thus, the murder trial of O.J. Simpson is something for which I have read a lot about and watched practically every documentary that has ever been produced. It is something that fascinates me, like it fascinates much of the American public to no end. I think you did a really good job in articulating the person he was and the intersection of all the different things that went into that extraordinary trial. The race piece of it, of course, his background as a player, the highly paid lawyers, the fact that it was televised, the whole production of it, the whole thing is one of the things I think in the history of at least recent times in this country has probably garnered more strong opinion and garnered more interest than almost anything that I could ever imagine. His life was an extremely complicated one, of course, but I think it's very difficult to overstate the impact of O.J. Simpson on the American landscape based on all of those factors.
Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. All right, obviously we're going to pass along more information as we get it here. O.J. Simpson, according to his family, passed yesterday, 76 years old. One of the most complicated, tragic stories you'll ever hear about in sports and in life. Very, very complicated to think about and very tragic what allegedly he may have done.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.